How'd you guys all meet each other?
There's these things in Charlotte they call orgy parties.
What was the coolest place you guys went to?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Where else did you guys go?
Wisconsin, Ohio, Detroit. Forgot we went to Detroit.
I'm surprised you guys are alive. What's the sketchiest area you guys have been to?
Albany, New York.
But have you guys ever worked with a band that you guys did not fuck with?
Albany, New York.
You don't have to know how to sing, but you got to know how to tune your fucking instrument.
She was sitting there. Guys just walked by and like threw their coats on top of her. She was the coat rack.
How much time devotes into the music specifically?
Minimal.
What about you, man?
Probably the least amount of all of us, truthfully.
Man, he's like stroking the neck of the bass guitar like me when I was a teenager stroking something else. Like
it's appropriate distance for
we're rolling.
Is this
sweet? Let's do this.
What's up, guys? Thanks for doing this, by the way. Wait, okay.
No, you're good. We've been rolling this whole time. I'm just going to keep it all in.
Oh, great,
all
right, so goodness. Matt... Chris.
No, it's John.
Matt. Sorry. Yes. John, Chris, Atticus, Matt. Yes. I almost fucked it up again. Yes. I almost called him John.
Atticus over here.
Got you.
Christian.
Wait, how'd you guys all meet each other?
There's these things in Charlotte they call orgy parties.
Oh, that's called bands, and we just happened to be in one.
Which venue did you guys have the first orgy?
Yes, it was Bar Smart.
Oh, I know Charlotte. That's actually how I found you guys. I was talking to a girl in Charlotte, and she was like, "Dude, you would love this. You just right up my alley." And I was like, "Dude, I really do actually love this."
Hell yeah!
This was during your guys' first like. I believe your guys' first... Is it an LP or EP, technically?
It's an EP.
Wait, it was like four songs?
It's three songs. And then we had a fourth one that we released as a single.
And then I really fucked with Weedle. Weedle goes hard as fuck.
He wrote that one.
Are you a big Pokemon guy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah?
Not as much as I used to be, but like...
Did you play Pokemon Go during that like trend?
Yeah, it was dope.
Yeah.
And then after it, too. And that was more dope.
You guys are just at the end of your guys' tour, you said, right?
Yes.
What was the coolest place you guys went to?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Dude, don't flex on it. Like, it is not probably the coolest. Where else did you guys go?
I mean, we went as far away as like La Crosse, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Like, we've been in New York. We've been all through the Northeast, Indianapolis, Ohio, Detroit. Forgot we went to Detroit.
I'm surprised you guys are alive.
Yeah, hey, man, we did not find Eminem. I will say that.
Yeah, did any sketchy things happen, actually, though?
Yeah, they walked to a bodega in Albany, and they were like, it's like a Grand Theft Auto level. And
then I witnessed actual prostitution in Albany, New York.
Walked, just like on the corner?
Yeah.
Wow. We walked to said bodega one time, and we were actually upset with them because we're like, you lied. You said this was going to be like happening and fun, and there was nobody there. So whatever they saw dispersed by the time that we went.
They were already getting busy by the time
I would like to point out, right after we got back from that bodega, Bailey from Careful Gaze was asking for directions to the bodega, and I was like, don't
appreciate
walk
you,
by yourself. I went back, and there were like 15 people packed in there.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
That sounds
what
right.
What the fuck? And this is all in Albany?
Yes, in Albany.
Oh, by the way, guys, this is Seneca Burns. I didn't even say that yet. So you guys check out their music. You guys just got a new single out, right?
Yes.
We put out Point of View on September 30th.
I'm not going to front. I only listened to it today.
Dude, you're good.
Because I put you guys up, and I found out that you had some solos, too.
Don't. No,
we're not going to talk about that.
Hey, let me tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
All the way in La Crosse, Wisconsin, this guy gives us this backhanded compliment of like, yeah, dude, I checked all your guys' shit out. Like, you know, I'm really excited for all these bands. And, you know, with you guys, I've seen bands that I don't like their music, and it translates well a lot. So, you know, low bar, you know.
What the fuck?
He says that.
Thanks, dude.
We get done with the set, and we've been covering Damn It by Blink-182 for a while
sick.
Now. We get done with the set, and he was like, I'm disappointed in the Blink cover. And I was like, big surprise. And he said, yeah, I thought you were going to cover What's My Age Again like you did years ago. And
I went, what?
What are you talking about? He was like, no, I listened to all your shit. And I was like, why?
Were you creeped out more or like
impressed?
I was
stoked. I was kind of bummed that he liked the solo stuff more than Seneca, but whatever.
Dang, like, that's wild.
Coca-Cola's still a banger.
No, it's not. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
What's everyone's like stereotype on like in the band? Who's the latest to show up to anything? He was late today.
Yeah.
That's true.
There was a show we played here. I had to run... For those of you gear nerds, I had to run an ABY to both amps during sound check because he just wasn't there. I had to play both amps at the same time so we could get a proper sound check.
I was working.
No, you weren't.
Was I not?
No.
No, that makes sense.
What's the best place to play in Charlotte?
The Milestone.
Milestone.
Oh, I haven't been there yet.
If you like
actually.
Dust, Abdul's.
Abdul's is cool. Abdul's is heard of that place. Abdul's is low key. Like, you're not supposed to talk about Abdul's.
Like, tiny room like one? Like, is it a small room?
No, it's outside.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah, no, they just put up a tent. It's in a neighborhood. They just put up a tent and do it until the cops
come.
The
only local one that I went to that I enjoyed was Bart Smart.
Bart's
because
is cool.
Because just the wall was sick. Like, yeah. I was just admiring, like, their beer wall. Like, you could just go in there. Because they had, like, some low-key. They had, like, a Warhead beer. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. That's wild.
It's really cool playing, like, the underground at the Fillmore.
Yeah, I've been there. It's big. That one's big.
But there's nothing like being in the middle of a song and then the mic stand just gets hit by a foot and you're just, you don't sing the rest of the song.
I was at, I was there a week ago for emo night in Charlotte.
Oh, wow.
And they've, if you guys ever been to an emo night, it's not like there's no one playing. It's just like a DJ and they just bring people on stage to like sing along, right?
Yeah.
And I'm fucked up. I'm on narcotics and I'm up there and I didn't know and I got videos of the next day and I'm like, holy shit, you guys let me embarrass myself.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys do this every day, you guys have to go on stage, that's crazy.
Holy shit.
A bunch of yeah. people too.
We just get to embarrass ourselves regularly.
Yeah, it's
great.
All right, I pulled this up when in the bathroom and it's like a Reddit post of like rock band.
That's not a good story.
It's an amazing story.
I don't think you did that much research.
Not of you guys. It's just rock band stereotypes of each member. And you guys let me know if this is a yes or no for you guys, okay? For lead singer, it says lead singer is usually arrogant, has lead singer syndrome.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Some say main character syndrome, but
that's where this band ends.
Yeah. All right, lead singer and the lead guitarist often have a strong dynamic, either in terms of partnership or rivalry. Technically,
yes.
The drummer is wild and less intelligent. That's what it says on here, bro.
Ooh, we're waiting for the test results.
What'd you say?
Waiting for test results.
And then the bassist is the least appreciated one.
John Fox, dude.
John's
the only one that gets a chant. That's fair.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you'll see that later.
John's great.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Please don't run.
So you guys are all from Charlotte originally? Or where is everyone based?
Just outside of Charlotte.
Like Huntersville or like which direction?
Like Monroe.
Monroe. Okay,
I'm actually from Winston-Salem. I went to school at UNCG.
Shit. No fucking way.
Like, this is home for me.
No fucking way. Did that have a role in you guys like performing in Greensboro at all?
No, but my first band, I was roommates with the guitarist, and that happened because I went to UNCG, so I'd like to think.
You know this place has been, like, five different names?
Yeah.
You know this. Yeah. Oh, you guys know it, too.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's like, anytime there's a shooting, new name. New name.
Yeah.
You know Greensboro, so yeah. I grew up here, so. Where are you from?
Technically Charlotte. You'll have that on this bigger job,
this,
brother.
This boy's from Clover.
Well,
the boys from out in the sticks. You pull off the exit to Clover, and there's literally like a Sherman tank sitting off the side of the road.
What the fuck is Clover?
You're getting off of that Rock Hill exit, dude.
Yeah, Rock Hill.
You taking the roundabout way.
The scenic route.
What's your guys' favorite food in Charlotte? You guys have a spot yet?
In Charlotte?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Fat Burrito.
Fucking Benny's. Cool. Benny's, dude.
Cookout.
I actually do remember Fat. I don't know Benny's.
Benny Pinello's is a pizza joint. There's another pizza joint that does the same exact business model.
Big pizzas or?
They make a big fat ass.
Oh, I know Benny's then. Is it a chain?
No.
Okay, never
really?
Mind.
Wasn't there like two Benny's, but they have different last names?
Yeah, there's Benny Pinello's and Benny Ferrovia, but they have the same business model.
That's the random. Okay, do you guys go out like to drink when you guys are free or no? You guys are not.
Straight edge, Cali sober. Like,
oh shit. Yeah.
I don't drink as much as I used to. We're working on it.
You guys are like good people.
No,
I'm the biggest piece of shit here.
No. You said narcotics. I was like, oh fuck.
I'm very open. Due to my career path, I don't really have to care about. I'm not a work for anyone, so I don't really have to worry about that. So that's the one thing where I'm like, all my followers and stuff knows I do drugs. Openly and safely.
Hell
yeah.
Hey, dude,
as long as you're safe with it.
That's whatever you want to do, as long as you're safe.
Yeah, and the thing at venues, though, is like, God, I'm trying to think if I've ever seen anything like crazy off of because of narcotics at venues, though.
Like
Okay.
I'm going to tell a story. We were in Boone one night, And the headlining band, I'm not gonna name names just because like I still love those guys. They didn't mean to do anything.
I wasn't there,
wrong.
Was I?
No, I don't think you were. No. So the headlining band played for 2.5 hours.
Okay.
And everybody played like
two and a half?
Yeah, 15 to 30 minutes, 15 to 30 minutes. What and then the they fuck? Played for 2.5 hours. They wouldn't stop. And the EMTs are bringing the gurney in the building and it's in the back. And you could clearly see it from the stage and they wouldn't stop. And Christian had to go and be like, hey guys, like we gotta. And dude, they were like, oh, we only had 2 more songs left.
Nope. No.
They're in the bathroom, like trying to save a life right now. Stop.
Do venues charge you if you go over like that though?
I don't think we're in places that formal.
I can't even imagine going that fucking long.
I mean, but the thing is, though, like, the show goes until 2 when the bar closes. Like, if it ends early and people are just more focused on the bar, that doesn't really have... I don't think that has, like, a business relevance to the bar itself.
I see.
If you're doing, like, an all-ages show, and there's, like, in Charlotte at least, I don't know if there is here, but there's a curfew. Like, kids got to be home by 11 or be, you know, stuff's got to be done by 11. Yeah. Like, then you run into issues.
What's
but,
your guys' set time? Like, how long is your guys' set, usually?
Like, 12 seconds.
you guys hop out there. Yeah. 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 I'll see you guys later.
30 minutes, give or take a few minutes for banter.
30 minutes, give or take a few shitty jokes. Oh, if the crowd's feeling it and laughing, maybe 32. Like, but that's a rarity.
There is like a 6-minute, give or take period.
How long have you guys been doing live music specifically?
Too fucking long.
Well, like or us tired. Or in general?
You guys, well, both.
Okay, so like us as a band, we're like right at 18 months or something like that.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
Mm. Like 18 or 20 months. But us in general, I mean, he's the oldest veteran. Like,
I've got a whole family. I saw them pull up. I was like, oh shit, all right.
King. I've been playing drums for 12 years. I've been playing live shows. Yesterday marked 8 years since
eight
I played my
years?
First gig.
Holy fuck, dude. That's awesome.
My first show, John drove me to it because I didn't have a car. It was
you telling me that Cavalier wasn't running.
I didn't even have my license yet.
Damn.
It was at Common Grounds.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Wow.
There was like
that's
80,
like the smallest venue to
there was like 80 to 100 people slammed in there.
Yeah, I've been
and
there.
I opened the show because everybody was like, who the fuck's this kid?
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with it. I knew I was because like, but whatever. Yeah, that was
there's
my first
something
show.
About, maybe it's like we're all narcissistic or something, but like there's something about the attention of being on the stage that I did appreciate. Whenever I am up there, like I'm like, oh shit, this is fun. Up. I can't sing though, but you guys can.
Neither can I. Like, no.
It's just having fun.
You skip. You do what? I have a wireless.
What's your guys' biggest music influences? Like to get into this?
So
genre?
I have two.
Woo. Okay.
They're like polar opposite, but equal in like influence. The rap group Atmosphere from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
No
like,
clue that.
Just.
I don't think I know.
That dude raised me more than my parents did.
Oh, shit.
He's just his life lessons in music. And it's weird. Like, as I started to hit the age that he was during some of the albums that came out 20 something years ago, I started like experiencing the same things. It was kind of like having a Ned's Declassified for my own life.
I just recently rewatched that.
And then Blink 182 for me is like top tier.
That's
like,
a
just,
great pick.
I can't.
We were talking about Blink earlier. What about you guys?
It's probably the common ground between us all, Blink.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah.
But, it makes a lot of sense why I like you guys then.
As for Christian.
My big one's Rise Against. And also like A Day to Remember a lot.
Oh, both great bands. I listened to both of those bands. That's sick. And yours?
I have a lot. Descendants is probably in that top
Descendants
5.
Descendants is great. Yeah,
Horace Trahan.
Horace Trahan is up there.
You don't know. You'll learn.
You're going to learn some shit, man. I don't know, man. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Because I was big in ska and ska punk and shit like that. Like, Op Ivy was big for me at a time.
When you
Rise
guys,
Against was huge. It's fucking list.
Yeah, when you guys first got into your guys' specific, like, niche, whether basses, drummers, things like that, did you guys play that first, or did you guys play a different instrument
nope.
and you kind of jumped over? I feel like that's a normal trend. I feel like a lot of people are like that. What was your guys' first?
I started on clarinet.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. That's why you're so good at that.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Great as fucking.
Dude, give us some, man. Come on.
That's why it's sloppy, too, because the saliva's everywhere in that.
I'm the tongue control, man.
I'm the recovering guitar player on bass.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
Watching the joke, watching John's humor hit you. Like,
I know. It's very dry. Because
we're so used to it, but like when somebody new comes in, they're like,
I can see the dynamic too of how different you guys, your guys' personalities are too, which is what makes it definitely work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what was yours? Did you play anything before?
I started on drums.
Oh shit!
Let me go through the list. Drums.
I took his job.
Trumpet. Guitar. Gave that up. Bass. Guitars. Back to guitar. Oh. Vocals.
Holy fuck, dude.
Got bad at all of those things. and now here we are.
Well, fucking say, did you play anything before? Because you play guitar, too.
I started
when flute is not an instrument.
Yeah, no, I started.
It's a lifestyle.
I started, like, trying to write songs to, like, sing, but I couldn't sing. And then I was, like, I really liked writing and prose and, like, poetry and shit like that. So I was, like, what's the genre with the most words? So that's why I started rapping. And then just over time, there was, like, a song I wanted to learn how to play on guitar. And I didn't want to learn how to play guitar. I just wanted to learn how to play that one song. So when I learned that one, I was like, okay, there's another one. Yeah. And there's another one. And I just started adding up songs. Well, now I have a problem with my wrist because I have no technique, but I know how to play guitar now.
Dude, wild. It's wild how everyone starts and shit, too. What was the first venue? Well, yours was Common Grounds. What was the first one that you guys performed at, or where?
I performed in a sketchy ass basement in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, dude, Cleveland's the worst.
We drove.
I don't even give a fuck about saying that publicly.
I drove 7.5 hours to play my first show, and the only piece of equipment I got to bring with me was my snare drum.
Oh my god!
A guy threw lit firecrackers at us. I was terrified,
dude. It is a terrifying area. I went to Cleveland for a concert. My friend's a pretty big drummer. He's actually been on the podcast. Shout out Tosh. And he got signed to someone who is opening for Machine Gun Kelly, and he's from that area. And so I go in there. And like the concert was sick. And then we walk outside. I'm like, dude, this is freezing cold. It's dangerous as shit. There's nothing to do, nowhere to go. And I'm like, this is a terrible area. Like, I don't even imagine living there.
The firecrackers the house felt safer than the convenience store we went to.
Damn. What's the sketchiest area you guys have been to?
Albany, New York.
That's fucking so.
Albany, I feel like there's something sketchier.
Dog, how many times have we have we listened to people get unalived at the Milestone?
Very few, surprisingly.
I've never heard anybody
Milestone.
Like,
Milestone's in Charlotte. It's
Charlotte's pretty sketchy.
Tuckasegee. That's rough area.
So the Milestone is technically in a rough area, but the thing is, they have such a built-in crowd of hard asses that like. Their little square, nobody fucks with.
Yeah.
You don't fuck, because if you mess with one of them and then 100 people with like studs and a billy stick run out and just beat the shit out of you because they were just beating the shit out of each other.
You're talking about Asheville, dude.
Pretty bad. All right, I have a really nerdy random question, but specifically about music. So who here
Pornhub
is the one who uploads the music onto like Spotify and like the different. Okay, I wanted to ask you, when you do that, how does the clip work of, like, the video? You know when you play a Spotify song and there's, like, a clip that's, like,
the
looping?
Canvas?
Yeah.
It's called a Spotify canvas.
So there's, like, a thing already that's...
Yes.
Oh, I was always wondering about
There's a
that.
Button. There's, like, in Spotify for artists, there's a button, and you upload a canvas, and it's, like, a 5 to 8 second looping video.
Interesting. I never knew that was how it was work. I always thought about that. So what's your guys' next project? What's the plan? What's the goal?
I'm going to see the great Jesus in the sky.
Yes. Oh, wonderful.
Accordion ballads.
We got one more hometown show for the end of the
Charlotte?
Year. Yes.
Oh, yeah, where?
We're playing at Snug Hall. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Where's going?
Is it cracked? Is it good? Fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. Is it still recording?
Yeah, it's still recording.
Oh. Shout out to Case,
oh my God.
Dude. Shout out to Belmont or Can't Swim's trailer.
But where is it at?
It's at Snug Harbor at the Milestone. Inkswell's going to open up.
You want to repeat what the hell
he
you
said
just
said? Snug Harbor at the Milestone.
Oh, yeah, shit, man. My bad. We play the Milestone a lot. It's at Snug Harbor in Charlotte. Inkswell's going to open it up, and Babe Haven's going to play, and then we're going to play, and it's going to be rough and rowdy.
What day? Do you guys know?
This Friday, December 1st.
Friday. Fuck, I can't go.
December 1st.
Oh, December 1st. Ooh, I might be going to come by. We'll see.
Come out, Babe Haven. Babe Haven is next.
I'm always in Charlotte.
Babe Haven is next.
Babe Haven. Oh, so you guys still have a little bit more.
Oh, dude. The band Babe Haven.
They're on the rise.
They're like astronomically rising.
I actually just found from listening to Soundcheck, what is it, House Parties?
Yeah,
House Parties. Cool,
dude. I really fuck with them.
Dude, we played like their second show ever.
Yeah?
In another project.
It was our first time in Texas.
It was our first time in Texas.
They're from Texas?
Yeah.
I noticed on their tag.
We played like their second show ever, and I was like, we were all in the crowd, and I just, from my perspective, I knew, I was like, oh shit, they're really something.
This is the complete opposite direction, but have you guys, and you don't have to say names, obviously, but have you guys ever worked with a band that you guys did not fuck with?
New York!
Oh, really? What was the reasoning, though? Just like,
you gotta buy a tuner for your guitar. Like, you gotta
Have to know how to sing, but you gotta know how to tune your fucking instrument, man.
Oh, I mean, I hate to say this, but when the girlfriend is like on her phone, like,
headphones in, like not paying attention at all.
Break up with her. Dang, that's crazy.
Break up the band.
But. Well, I think I was kind of on her side because y'all didn't see it. She was sitting there, and the guys just walked by and like threw their coats on top of her. She was the coat rack.
Oh my god!
I was like, she what needs to break up with them.
Damn.
Dude, I've seen the weirdest things out of like the quote unquote groupies, because like my friend that's a drummer, he now drums for a guy who's like a TikTok kid star guy, Jaden. I went to see him and I saw the group, like the groupie quote unquote, and I'm like, dude, they like are at all the shows doing everything. I'm like, that's a weird lifestyle. Have you guys dabbled into that world yet?
We don't dabble with it. If we encounter it, we try to avoid
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it is interesting. I feel like that's so niche to that too, to rock bands specifically. I feel like when you hear the whole thing with like
used to be a thing, and it still pops up here and there. But like, I think it's gotten past the point of where it's like a specific band that people like to follow around.
Oh,
I mean,
true.
With some exceptions, as we learned.
That's true.
I think it just starts to turn into whoever is available. And it's not the best thing. It's not the worst thing. It's not something that I personally give a shit about.
How much time? This is one of my last questions because I know you guys got to get ready and I also got to eat.
You're good.
But how much time devotes into the music specifically out of the week?
My whole life.
Minimal.
Your whole
dude,
life.
I drive around for work a lot.
That's why he's late, right?
I drive around for work a lot, and I'm constantly on the phone doing something. Like, there's always an email to send. There's always
a grinder piece
of content to make.
Yeah,
like, and I'm so behind, too. Like, the people that are getting it done are just super fucking heroes. Like, that's...
What about for you guys?
Your
family man.
If I'm not working, I try to find something that I can be working on for the band. But also, if anybody ever has me as their Uber driver or DoorDash driver, stickers are in the bag.
Oh, that's fucking sick, dude. I guess that is, like, we're in a gracious area where there's, like, jobs like that. Because I was DoorDashing, like, on the side from this. I bet you that's going to blow
over. I'm watching him, dude.
I was about a ninja over there because I'm Asian, you know. what about you, man?
Probably the least amount of all of us, truthfully. Like,
I respect the honesty. No,
yeah. I mean, I got my chops like as a teenager, doing the stereotypical teenage guitar stuff.
Okay.
Like, since then, I don't think
the shit that you do is stereotypical teenage shit.
Yeah. I will say.
When it's on bass,
this dude's like all over the place.
Oh, okay.
He's like stroking the neck of the bass guitar like me when I was a teenager stroking something else. Like,
he likes
immaculate.
A lot of prog and stuff. Like, he's technical.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Dude, have you guys gone on tour outside the States yet?
No, we're
trying
to figure out the right end, because
that would be sick.
Yeah. Well, there are other cultures and other places that treat just this as a profession just way more like regard and respect and everything like that. You know, we've been told if you go to Europe, you got a place to stay. You got a guarantee. You're fed the night of. You're fed the morning of, or the morning after, and like, you're just well taken care of.
For my my friend Tosh that was telling me about it, he said, well, parts of Europe like Amsterdam is really into the rock culture, and then also Brazil.
Brazil's cool.
Like heavy into rock, dude. They're like wild. Yeah,
they're heavy in the comment sections too.
Yeah, also true.
Very true. But yeah, so what album working on it? Is that that's the hard thing, right?
The hard thing is like in today's like climate with like streaming and everything like that, it's kind of inefficient. There's a point where putting out an album makes total sense.
I see what you're saying.
But up to that point, it's just not.
How do you even decide that then? just based on like
money.
Yeah.
When money, when it starts to turn around, like when you can put out a 12 inch, like a full LP, yeah, and you're selling like 1,000 of them.
Do you guys outsource when it comes to like the recording?
No, we do it. We tried to outsource because it's just one of those things. Only we know like what we want to do, you know?
Gotcha. So who does all that?
It's the two of us.
Damn, bro. Yeah. You guys are killers. What software you guys use? My roommate's music producer.
Yeah, I use Reaper. He prefers
Studio One.
He prefers Studio One.
Okay, I know of both. I know Reaper a little bit more though. That's sick, dude.
Yeah, well, no. Basically, we just get in a room, we turn all the lights off, we play Who's in My Mouth for a little bit, and then the song comes out.
Pretty much.
I'm gonna cut this one a little bit short just because I know you guys got to get ready, and I also got to eat. But thank you guys for doing this. Seriously, next time if we got more time, I'll actually like do a further sit down one.
And we get a part two.
You please.
Yeah.
Can we get a part two inside? If it wasn't such a... Wait, like right now? Or like later?
No,
later. I was going to say, if there wasn't a line like forming and the doors opening right now, I would just be like, oh, yeah, let's keep it going. But I feel kind of like shitty where you're taking all their chairs and shit.
Nah, you're good.
But, yeah,
there's literally like a line. They're about to make us right, pay
and there's people
to get
like
in.
Walking by. But yeah. Thank you so much for doing this, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, if you guys are ever in Greensboro, just let me know if you guys need anything at all.
Will do, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Check them out, Seneca Burns, on everything. Everything, right? It's all across everything.
Straight Seneca Burns.
Thanks, guys. See you guys next week. Peace.